Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 22, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter the 22nd of January 2020. Any authority is egoistic. Society must be constantly taught to unite above both the particular and general egoism. Uniting society while its egoism is constantly growing, this must be the number one concern of governments. Otherwise everything is developing toward its own demise. By using the world for the sake of delighting the Creator, you see a spiritual world. Your interactions with others and with the Creator become clearer, you reveal a network of forces, relationships, thoughts, intentions, and influences. This network is the only thing in existence. Our world dissolves in it since it doesn't determine anything. Dwelling in constant adhesion with the Creator is, during any action, thinking about what to do inside of you. That is, in the connections with the friends, inside your soul, in order to give pleasure to the Creator. It is greater the more I ask the Creator for help to correct my soul. From love for the creatures to love for the Creator. By giving pleasure to the friends, I give pleasure to the Creator. The pleasure I awaken in the Creator can be measured by the kind of correction I attend and the kind of lights I receive inside my corrected desire. In spirituality nothing is ever passed to the upper one, everything is inside our Kli, it is the only thing we correct and fill, and we can therefore check what kind of pleasure we give the Creator, how we correct ourselves for the sake of unity and mutual bestowal to one another. Michael Leitman, on Quora, is Jewish Kabbalah similar to Sufism? Sufis and Kabbalah both discuss the need to develop an attitude of love for another as life's guiding principle. Sufism, however, does not explain the structure of the system of creation and its conduct. It is better suited to the masses because it speaks about the solution to human and spiritual problems on the level of our world. Sufism does not explain the structure of the upper world with the precision that the wisdom of Kabbalah does, Sefirot. Part Sufim, Olamot, Or, Naran High, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Haya, Yehidah, Kahabzon, Keter, Hochma, Bina, Zeran Pin, Nukva, Simtsum, Masak, Ol Hozer, and all the rest of the concepts. Only in Kabbalah are such celestial mechanics described. Why are such descriptions needed? They are needed when one begins to attain the upper world. A person in attainment of the spiritual system cannot make inner order and clarification if relying solely on emotion or the teacher. For such a person, the teacher transforms from a person to an internal characteristic, and he perceives and emphasizes the inner layer of reality that Kabbalists call the Creator, while lowering the priority on the reality we perceive with our five senses. The progressive attainment of such a reality requires deeper definitions and emotions, and one must work with more subtle and measured states. I am no Sufis expert, but it seems to me that it is a part of Kabbalah. Moreover, if we penetrate more deeply into true Sufism, then it would be possible to discover the dividing line beyond which the wisdom of Kabbalah is imperative. According to its foundation, Sufism is the correct study for leading the person precisely toward the goal, but up to a particular limit. The idea is that with all of us there are different levels of ego. Sufism stops at a deep level of ego. Yet for people with a big ego, Sufism is not enough. Such people need a greater weapon against themselves, and thus need the wisdom of Kabbalah. Unfortunately, Sufism has stopped its development for some time. Today in the Muslim world, it is not wanted at all. This is a great shame because once there was a connection between Jews and Muslims through Sufism. Why are we advancing so slowly? Question: The Creator is perfection. Why then do we advance so primitively, so slowly, and with such suffering? Answer: It is because we are not moving. You can move toward the Creator only if you will connect more and more. The device that reveals the Creator is as many different people as possible connecting together and ready to destroy all the differences between them in order to find the Creator. If the Creator is a single, unified force, a uniform field, then you must make sure that there are no differences between you. That is, you must connect in spite of your differences. In this case, you become a detector of this field, and the Creator is revealed in you. Question: can I influence the Creator from this point of observation? How can I do it? Answer: you can influence him only in one direction, so that he will quickly lead you and all of humanity to his revelation and draw you closer to him. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 24th of November 2019. Freedom of Choice, Part 9. The Problem of Foretellers of the Future. Question: today, almost all the media write that we are on the verge of a third world war. Does humanity have a fate, and has it already been set that there will be a war? Answer: no, it is not set. Nothing is set except for the final state. And each of us steers our own boat to come to it. Question: but there are people who can predict future states. How do they see them? Answer: no, they cannot be 100% sure of their predictions. The future can be changed. In addition, it also depends on the kind of person and the kind of future. If you are talking about an ordinary person, you can see his future because he does not participate in its formation because he is on an animal level. Question: so people who feel finer matter can see what will happen to this person? Answer: of course, like when you look at a child, you can tell what he is doing and what he is going to do. In addition, all futurologists and fortune tellers are also at the animal level, but with more sensitive qualities. They are even more like animals than that person. After all, animals feel nature very clearly. For example, a dog next to the owner feels that it is with him. Question: that is, people who are close to nature, to the animal level, can feel future states? Answer: of course. But this is not something that a person can change. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 4, 2019. Life and Death, Part 8. Life after Death. Remark: in all kinds of mystical teachings, life after death is explained in great detail. In religions it is quite simple. They describe the same life as here, with the same problems. That is, everything that is familiar to a person here, they transfer there. With reading Kabbalistic sources, it is very difficult to understand what is happening. Practically nothing is explained about reincarnations. My comment: it is not because Kabbalists do not want to, but because it is impossible to do so. Gradually a person comes to this by oneself and begins to feel some kind of movements within, because sensations, knowledge, and all kinds of definitions are gathering within the person bit by bit. Yet again, when this truly occurs within, one will be unable to convey it correctly to anyone. Therefore it is written, what will be revealed to you, you shall see and no one else. Question: so, it means that it is impossible to explain, show, or tell to a person about life after death? Answer: no, but it does exist. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 14th of January 2019.